Hey, what's up? This is Lewis Charles Candell. This is another study guide. This one's on financial accounting. You can find this and other study guides at OSSH.com. You can reach me by email. LCANDELL@OSSH.com. This is a study guide for Chapter 2 in Financial Accounting, and it's titled A Further Look at Financial Statements. Explain the meaning of generally accepted accounting principles and describe the basic objective of financial reporting. Generally accepted accounting principles are a set of rules and practices recognized as a general guide for financial reporting purposes. The basic objective of financial reporting is to provide information that is useful for decision making. Discuss the qualitative characteristics of accounting information. To be judged useful, information should possess these qualitative characteristics: relevance, reliability, comparability, and consistency. Identify two constraints in accounting. The major constraints are materiality and conservatism. Identify the sections of a classified balance sheet. In a classified balance sheet, assets are classified as current assets, long-term investments, property, plant, and equipment, or intangibles. Liabilities are also classified as either current or long-term. There is also a stockholders' equity section, which shows common stock and retained earnings. Identify and compute ratios for analyzing a company's profitability. Profitability ratios, such as profit margin and return on assets, measure different aspects of the operating success of a company for a given period of time. Explain the relationship between a retained earnings statement and a statement of stockholders' equity. The retained earnings statement presents the factors that changed the retained earnings balance during the period. A statement of stockholders' equity presents the factors that changed stockholders' equity during the period, including those that changed retained earnings. Thus, a statement of stockholders' equity is more inclusive. Identify and compute ratios for analyzing a company's liquidity and solvency using a balance sheet. Liquidity ratios, such as the current ratio, measure the short-term ability of a company to pay its maturing obligations and to meet unexpected needs for cash. Solvency ratios, such as the debt-to-total assets ratio, measure the ability of an enterprise to survive over a long period. Identify and compute ratios for analyzing a company's liquidity and solvency using a statement of cash flows. The current cash debt coverage ratio measures a company's liquidity. The cash debt coverage ratio measures a company's solvency. Net income and average assets are needed to know if a company is using its assets effectively. the return on assets ratio equals net income divided by average total assets. The higher the value of return on assets ratio suggests favorable efficiency or use of assets. Net income and net sales are needed to know if a company is maintaining an adequate margin between sales and expenses. Profit margin ratio is equal to net income divided by net sales. The higher value of the profit margin ratio suggests favorable return on each dollar of each sale. Current assets and current liabilities are needed to know if a company can meet its near-term obligations. Current ratio equals current assets divided by current liabilities. Higher current ratio suggests favorable liquidity. Total debt and total assets are needed to know if a company can meet its long-term obligations. Debt to total assets ratio equals total liabilities divided by total assets. A lower value in the debt to total assets ratio suggests favorable solvency. Current liabilities and cash provided by operating activities are needed to know if a company can meet its near-term obligations. Current cash debt coverage ratio equals cash provided by operations divided by average current liabilities. A higher current cash debt coverage ratio indicates liquidity, that the company is generating cash sufficient to meet its near-term needs. Total liabilities and cash provided by operating activities are needed to know if a company can meet its long-term obligations. Cash debt coverage ratio equals cash provided by operations divided by average total liabilities. A higher cash debt coverage ratio indicates solvency, that the company is generating cash sufficient to meet its long-term needs. Cash debt coverage ratio, a measure of solvency that is calculated as cash provided by operating activities divided by average total liabilities. Classified balance sheet, a balance sheet that contains a number of standard classifications or sections. Comparability, ability to compare the accounting information of different companies because they use the same accounting principles. Conservatism, the approach of choosing an accounting method when in doubt that will least likely overstate assets and net income. Consistency, use of the same accounting principles and methods from year to year within a company. Current assets, cash, and other resources that are reasonably expected to be converted to cash or used in the business within 1 year or the operating cycle, whichever is longer. Current cash debt coverage ratio, a measure of liquidity that is calculated as cash provided by operating activities divided by average current liabilities. Current liabilities, obligations reasonably expected to be paid within the year or operating cycle, whichever is longer. Current ratio, a measure used to evaluate a company's liquidity and short-term debt-paying ability, computed by dividing current assets by current liabilities. Debt to total assets ratio measures the percentage of total financing provided by creditors, computed by dividing total debt by total assets. Financial Accounting Standards Board, FASB, FASB, a private organization that establishes generally accepted accounting principles. Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, GAAP, or GAAP, a set of rules and practices having substantial authoritative support that are recognized as a general guide for financial reporting purposes. Intangible assets, non-current assets that do not have physical substance. Liquidity, the ability of a company to pay obligations that are expected to become due within the next year or operating cycle. Liquidity ratios, measures of the short-term ability of the enterprise to pay its maturing obligations and to meet unexpected needs for cash. Long-term investments, generally investments in stocks and bonds of other companies that are normally held for many years. Long-term liabilities or long-term debt, obligations not expected to be paid within 1 year or the operating cycle. Materiality, the constraint of determining whether an item is large enough to likely influence the decision of an investor or creditor. Operating cycle, the average time required to go from cash to cash and producing revenues. Profit margin ratio, measures the percentage of each dollar of sales that results in net income, computed by dividing net income by net sales. Profitability ratios, measures of the income or operating success of an enterprise for a given period of time. Property, plant, and equipment, assets of a relatively permanent nature that are being used in the business and are not intended for resale. Ratio, an expression of the mathematical relationship between one quantity and another, may be expressed as a percentage, a rate, or a proportion. Ratio analysis, a technique for evaluating financial statements that expresses the relationship among selected financial statement data. Relevance, the quality of information that indicates the information makes a difference in a decision. Reliability, the quality of information that gives assurance that it is free of error and bias. Return on assets ratio, an overall measure of profitability computed by dividing net income by average assets. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, the agency of the United States government that oversees United States financial markets and accounting standards setting bodies. Solvency, the ability of a company to pay interest as it comes due and to repay the face value of debt at maturity. Solvency ratios, measures of the ability of the enterprise to survive over a long period of time. Statement of stockholders' equity, a financial statement that presents the factors that caused stockholders' equity to change during the period, including those that cause retained earnings to change. Working capital, the difference between the amounts of current assets and current liabilities. That concludes Chapter 2 Study Guide. Next chapter, Chapter 3, will deal with the Accounting Information System. Once again, this is Lewis Charles Candell. Email is lcandell@oss.com. You can find this and other study guides at oss.com. Peace.